morning, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday morning rev call. This is Hank and Kathleen in beautiful Prescott, Arizona. We have beautiful blue skies this morning, and we are privileged and honored to have Dr. Gary Samuelson, atomic medical physicist, with us this morning. Kathleen's going to give you an introduction and introduce Dr. Samuelson.
Thank you, Hank. Hi, this is Kathleen. Welcome to the call. Appreciate you taking the time to learn about cellular health. You know, we've heard Dr. Gary Samuelson speak, or maybe some of you haven't, but he is one of the most recognized scientists and pioneer of nanotechnology. And he's done many studies of how life works at the molecular and atomic level. Dr. Samuelson studied extensively the process of how cells repair from damage caused by the exposure and interaction with our current environment and how to obtain and maintain optimum health. If our cells are healthy, therefore our entire body will be healthy in order to carry out our life's purpose. And I've heard Dr. Samuelson say that so many times in his, he created a cellular health coaching program for us to learn this information so that we can go out and train people in the world, seeking to know why and how they can get better health. So based on all this cellular knowledge, let's discover the world of cellular health and life with Dr. Gary Samuelson this morning. He is a PhD trained in atomic physicist specializing in nanotechnology and cell signaling technologies. So let's dive in deeply and let's listen to what he has to offer. And I think you're going to be just wowed again. He's just a delight to hear. We are so blessed. And Dr. Samuel, we're going to read a disclaimer before we start, just so we all know this. Hank's going to read that. And then Dr. Samuel, and when he's done, please just go ahead and start in. So Hank, go ahead, please.
Okay. Our products have not been evaluated or approved to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. We are prohibited from speaking directly about specific disease conditions. Due to our clients' extremely high volume of inquiries, our doctors can't respond to individual health inquiries. We recommend that you refer your healthcare provider to discuss your specific health concerns and the role of our products in your health.
And by the way, Dr. Gary Samuelson is on the scientific board of Amplify, our Amplify company. So, Dr. Gary Samuelson, welcome, welcome, welcome. And would you like to begin and start telling us about the importance of healthy cells?
Okay, I will, very much. You know, we've all been on a great journey in life, and part of this journey is been a journey toward health for you and Hank. Hank and Kathleen, for the rest of you that might not know, have undergone quite a journey toward to health, where there's been several health challenges in their lives, and that they've been able to overcome these challenges is an absolute miracle and wonder. And so, just to hear them active and involved in this on this call is just a miracle. It's wonderful for me. Every time I think about it. Anyway, that's kind of where we're here. I'd like to be able to spend a little bit of time taking you on a journey today. You know, a journey through your own body. You know, letting you know what your body is, what it's doing, how it works, and those type of things. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail or a lot of technical terms and such. Because I want everyone to be able to follow and understand, sort of like the kind of knowledge that you would need if you were to be able to take care of your own car. So your car, has an engine in it. If you don't know how your car works, you probably don't have to know all of the details of how the engine works and such. I do because I'm a curious kind of a fellow. But, you might want to know that the car needs oil and how to check the oil, how to change the tires, how to change the brake fluids and whatever other types of fluids are necessary for the car. These types of things are very necessary in order to be able to maintain a healthy car. So an understanding, just a basic understanding of these things, really cool. Now, I'm going to take you on a little journey into the engine, if you will, that it makes you be able to live, and that is the cellular engine, the engine that inside each one of your cells that helps to create you. Now, every one of you is made out of some 70 to 100 trillion cells. All of these cells, incredible. That means it's just at the tip of my finger here, I have a billion cells. And these cells live in a community. These communities then are closely related and tied together. And each of these cells then has to coordinate and orchestrate all of the activities of life that allow our whole body to live. And it's absolutely fascinating. So if I can for a minute, I'd like to take a little bit of a deep dive inside our body. Let's say we go into the back of our hand. You know, you hear the saying, we know somebody like the back of our hand. Well, wow, there's a lot more to the back of the hand than you'd ever be able to even discover is when you start getting down into the smaller and smaller level. So suppose that we could shrink ourselves. And we could shrink ourselves down, you know, to maybe the size of a hair on the back of our hand. In fact, maybe a little smaller, where the hair looks like huge tree, you know, sticking up there into the sky, and we're able to see around. Well, at this magnification, we're at this size, we can see huge valleys and mountains of keratin and the things that the skin is made out of, the dead cells. We can see huge spheres of beads of sweat going around the here, and maybe little creatures running around. You know, don't be too excited about that, but you know, it's a living ecosystem right there in the back, and it would take me several weeks just to explore the back of the hand. And now let's get it down a little bit smaller. We're getting smaller. We can actually kind of jump in through the hair follicle, maybe down into the, underneath the skin, where we can see some of the living cells. And if we start to shrink ourselves again, smaller and smaller, we'll see that there's rows after rows of living cells in there. Now let's suppose we put on our little scuba gear and we go down and we jump down inside these living cells to see what's happening inside. You know, I wish we could do that. There's TV programs about it, movies a little bit. But you jump inside there, and the first thing that you'll notice is that there's a metropolis of activity happening inside that cell. Sort of like the engine of your car, but now there are molecules being carried from one side to another. There are little carrier, you know, vacuoles and stuff, and there's machinery in there. And I don't know if you know, but that the machinery inside your cell, I'm going to name a few of them, is very much like the machinery that you'd find inside your house that helps you to sustain life. Well, first of all, the outside of the cell is called the membrane. It's just like your house. It protects all of the activity that's inside. So in order to be able to get into the cell, what we had to do is dive in through a window, like wearing our scuba gear, a window or a door or something. And
okay.
Each of those doors is locked. So we had to have a key, open the door, jump in, and then we can be able to see what's going on inside. Well, it's a metropolis of activity, an incredible metropolis of activity. Oh. We see things going onward through the what they call the cellular skeleton that keeps the cell in its shape. We go down inside, and then there's little molecules running around all over the place doing their job. And Now, we don't need to know exactly, you know, what how the cell works, but we do need to know, you know, some basic principles. Inside that cell, if we want it to be healthy and live and vibrant, we need to have, first of all, water. You know, water is pretty very important because water is the substance that fills the cell, right? And so keeping ourselves hydrated and such is very important. The water that the cells use, of course, is the water that we drink during the day. And I'll talk a little bit about that. But anyway, cells don't live very long without water. In fact, they don't live at all. So keeping a cell hydrated is very important. All of the activities, by the way, that are happening inside the cell require adequate water. Notice we'll also ask maybe ourselves the question, well, where did all of these things come from? Where did all these molecules and machinery, where did they come from? And the answer is from the nutrients. The nutrients that have been taken into our body and digested. It takes about 3 hours for the body to actually break down all of the nutrients and things that we've eaten into about 40 micronutrients. And then some things like sugars and fats and such that are used as the supplies for the cell. Once they're broken down to the molecular level, you can just imagine the work the body goes through to break down our foods down to the molecules.
So they need a lot of energy to do that. Thank you.
And exactly, the energy. So the sugars, by the way, provide that energy. The sugars that get into our blood vessels, and then all of the blood vessels carry I call it a river of life. Carry all of the supplies that are needed by this river of life all the way into every single cell. It's kind of like the streets along our communities, right?
Yeah.
If you think of ourselves being as like houses to protect all the life inside. Well, the houses are connected by streets. And the houses are also connected. Well, we have telephone lines, don't we? We have sewage lines. We have other things that that connect our houses to the different services that we need. So communication is important in our communities. Disposal of waste is important. All of these things need to be done in order to orchestrate as a community. So you think of the, you know, cells as communities. They have all those needs also. And the same needs as you have inside your house. So when we're talking about health, you know, and really what we're talking about is that all of these communities of cells are living together in a vibrant, organized community, in a healthy community. You know, they're receiving all the supplies they need, they're producing everything that is needed for this community. And they communicate together. Just imagine this. I mean, the community of cells would be the same as if every man, woman, and child on Earth built 10,000 houses. The community of cells just inside our one body.
That's mind-boggling, isn't it? Just that example, what you said. We all carry these trillions of cells in communities.
It's amazing. And then what's in control of all of this? Well, what we call our mind. You know, our mind, our blood vessels, of course, connect all the supplies to every single cell in all of our communities, which is incredible. You know, this huge river of life that is flowing around. But our mind also connects both electrically and chemically to every single cell. So, you know, the doors and the windows and the mail, I call it mail system, you know. It could be email, electronic mail, or it could be, you know, chemical mail. We have little mailboxes. I call them windows and doors before. They have kind of locks on them, and they're receptors, and they connect everything. So, and it's pretty cool because if you think about it,
if you close your eyes and you think about it, you can feel your feet. You can feel everything that's happening in your feet, in your arms, your extremities. You can feel your breath. You know, you can concentrate on any part of your body and get really interesting feedback from that part of your body. You know, maybe tingling, maybe pain. Pain is an indication that something is wrong in the community of self. And so that's what happens, actually, if the cells are all working perfectly and functioning perfectly, what happens? We, as a community of self, are in perfect health. And the only reason that we suffer and we have, let's say, disease or problems, health problems, is that one of those communities of cells, or some of those communities of cells, is not able to function properly. And so health is cellular health. And cellular health is health. Once we learn how to take care of our cells, this is what Eric and I were discussing yesterday. Once we learn how to take care of ourselves, we learn how to take care of ourselves. The idea is, well, what do our cells need to thrive, to heal, to regenerate? What happens there? And then in order to just give you an interesting idea, now this is just kind of an introductory thing, so I'm not going to go deep into everything, but what do the cells need in order to thrive and survive? They need water. The water comes through the water we drink. Yesterday I talked about being able to hydrate. In order to hydrate, you need a little bit of electrolytes in the water, so to sprinkle some sea salt into your water is very helpful to your body to allow it to understand it's water and to absorb it directly. And so there's a couple of principles I want to cover. One is bioprotection. The cells need to be protected. Protected against what? Protected against the environment, which is toxins, both chemical toxins that can interfere with this machinery of the cell, or biological toxins. I call them biological toxins, are problems that, bacteria and viruses, other types of things, which also interfere with the function of the cells. So I'm going to go into a really kind of fun little thing, if you allow me.
Yes.
Let's talk about a virus. A virus, you've probably seen pictures of it, little thing with all the little, spikes coming out of it. At least, some of the types of viruses. There are all sorts of shapes. But pretend now for a minute that you have these little creepy, crawly, ugly things walking down your street, and they have the keys to your houses. And these creepy, crawly things, what they do is they go to your house, they open the door, they crack open the door, and they put in an egg. And inside your house, then, this egg is able to reproduce into more little creepy, crawly things. And then they take over your house and pretty much kill everything inside, and then they explode out to the other, out into the street and join the rest of the things and infect other cells. Well, that's what a virus is all about. So how do we protect ourselves? How do we protect ourselves against the virus? And if we don't, of course, these viruses would take over all of our communities in just short order, and we would die of cells. Well, imagine, I call them little space invaders because, people...
Yeah.
We have our defense systems. Well, the first is the skin, because they have to get through the skin in order to be able to get into the cell. So you want to keep very healthy and vibrant skin, and that's great. The second, as far as they do break through the skin somehow, you have to get through the nose, mouth, or into the lungs or whatever, then we have immune cells. And these immune cells are really big, tough, ugly-looking things. They have, I call them T-Rexes, big T.
Very scary.
And,
know, and they have fire that comes out of their mouth. It's, you know, and a lot of machinery. And the thing is, you don't probably don't want one of those knocking on your door unless you have an invasion. they're pretty scary, you know, and they may, you know, just burn your house down. If you do need them, if you do have an invasion, then you want to be able to have direct signaling. And so the cell signaling processes that I have studied in science are so very important. All of these discoveries in cellular biology are now being made through understanding how the cells talk to one another, how they signal. I call them the cell phones. You know, they can talk to each other. And so when they do, they call up the immune system and say, help. And the immune system comes in with these big, huge cells, these T cells, killer T cells, and they take care of the invaders, the problem. And that, most of the time, works. The armaments and that they have, you know, the weapons they have to be 100% effective. So that just gives you an idea, you know, that your cells are like a community. You need bioprotection. And the PR47 that I was talking about yesterday gives these immune cells tools because it will block the proteins, the bioproteins that don't open the doors. And so that takes away the keys for these things, so they can't open the doors and get in. It blocks the keys, actually, kind of gums them up. So the other bioprotective things that we're talking about in that we have tools in this company is the zeolite. Now, the zeolite are little garbage cans, garbage trucks that run around our community, and they suck in, they're like super sponges, they suck in the toxins and grab them and hold them so that they cannot interfere with our cellular mechanisms. So the bioprotective things keep the bad stuff out, and then these garbage trucks go through the intestinal system and are pushed out through the kidneys, intestinal system, et cetera, and get the toxins out of you. It's so very important. And then we have bioabsorption. What does that mean? That means that the supplies of nutrients can get in to the cell. That's important with the gut. So if you have a leaky gut, that means that the bad stuff can get in. First of all, the toxins and insects can get in, but it also means that the inflammation and such will not let the nutrients, the micronutrients, get into our blood supply to supply our cells. That's like trying to build a house without plumbing. Without light. It just doesn't work, or at least if you do build a house, it doesn't work as well. So you need to make sure that all of these supplies are in the blood so that the cells can work. Again, health on the cellular level. So they're important. So anyway, this is what I'd like to kind of bring out today, that these cells, if they're supplied with the things they need, they repair themselves, they take care of themselves, they are able to protect themselves, and all we really need to do is give them the tools and supplies, like your oil and your gas and such, that you supply your engine for your car. We just need to supply them with the good stuff, and they take care of themselves. So that is the primary health care that you want to do, which is your own health care, the care that you take care of, that you've used to take care of your own body. So there you go. Thanks.
That's well, you're welcome. Thank you. It's personal responsibility. We went to our new wellness provider just to check in, and I told her I'm taking responsibility for my health. And she looked at me and said, "You don't put me out of business." I said, "Well, if you know, I said, I hope so." And she said, "I hope so too." So I'm ready to retire. So it's that personal responsibility. And boy, did you cover a plethora of things. What goes on, not inside our body, way deeper than that. Look at the individual cells that we have. All these communities, things going on in communication. You know, you were part of asking to create what we call the immune trio with our Amplify product line. Do you care to share anything about that, how the three, you know, because you felt that was pretty important, I think, you told us one time, was to have that immune trio.
Well, especially today, the immune trio actually is a 1-2-3 punch for bioprotection. It provides the tools that the immune system needs in order to function correctly. By the way, the nutrition tools also are provided by not only the immune trio, but by the nutrients that are inside the other products that we have. You know, like the Earthshake, the Earth that we have a product that has most of the micronutrients and supplies that are needed by our cells in order to build themselves. So, you know, and we don't want to leave those out either. But in order to get the immune system to be at full strength, of course they need the nutrition, they need the supplies, their cells themselves. You know, they need to take care of themselves. But the thing that is very helpful is humic and fulvic acid. And we get it through usually through our digestive system, but the foods that we have now that are processed and such in stores don't have a lot of that. And they're needed supplies in order to keep the gut microbiome alive. So our cells are actually communicating with our bacteria, our gut bacteria, and our gut bacteria are helping to bring in some of the supplies that we need to digest and process some of the molecular supplies that our body needs through this thing. So that, you know, that humic and fulvic acid in the immune product XP, that helps both the gut to bring in the supplies that are needed by the immune system, but it also helps the immune system to be supplied. And clinically, it increases the amount of these CD4, CD8 cells, which are the immune cells. So it increases the army of cells, which is very important. I mentioned before that the Pure 47 supplies the immune system with the tools it needs to disable the primitive proteins from being able to get into our cells. That's very important, because right now the immune system doesn't have to worry about that. It can spend its energy elsewhere. And also then, as I mentioned, the same thing applies to the zeolite, to the shield, MZ. And so the microbial zeolite takes out the garbage and also assists the immune system. So, you know, the immune system does its job. It does it very beautifully, but it needs the tools. And so these three together are kind of a 1-2-3 punch, a set of tools that the immune system can use to really be effective.
Boy, in a nutshell, you just put it all right there, how important it is. And we have the product line, and I know you feel they're high quality, the best out there, because I know who you are. You are very particular, and you examine everything before your wife Iris takes anything. I know that, and it's part of the background story about how important your teachings are for all of us out there. We can trust you. And in this time, you know, with this narrative going on around the world, we need people like you and Dr. Napudi and others to educate us, and we love that. Is there any, I think we have Chip Littlejohn. Maybe you and Chip can, we're at the half hour point, and after we stop the recording, are you willing, I don't know if you have time for a couple of questions after we stop the recording, but Chip, would you like to
I got a couple of observations maybe that would be okay on the recording. So this is my observations about today, and sometimes I go back and listen to Dr. Samuelson's stuff three or four times, and that's where the next question comes from. But I love the way you did it today. You know, we went on a journey to the center of the earth, and you told it in such a way that I think any of us could use the story you told and tell the same thing. I really like the way you played with the language today, that, you know, these toxins and pathogens have the keys to your house, that they're space invaders, that you got trouble, you need to pick up your cell phone, who are you going to call, Ghostbusters, and that the immune cells are the T-Rex of tiny areas. I mean, that's really, really easy to imagine and easy for us to use in our conversations as well, and I just love it. And I was listening to your one of your last points was about bioabsorption or, you know, controlled permeability, and the thought that popped into my mind with your garbage truck thing right before it was, you know, you don't come home from the grocery store and throw the bags of groceries in through the front door. Well, if you got leaky gut, that's essentially what's happening inside of us. Now it's turned into a problem. You throw the bags of groceries in the front door, you got a mess instead of nutrition, and that's what's going on inside of us too.
Okay,
thank you, everyone, for being on today.